Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we listen to the glory of a king in war and compassion as portrayed in Sangam literary work Purananuru 387, penned about the Chera king Selvakkadungo Vaaliyadan by the poet Kundrugat Paliyadanar. The verse is situated in the category of Padam Thinai or praise and renders a heartfelt blessing upon this ruler. Val Ugira Vayal Amai Vel Agadu Kandenna Veengu Visi Pudupporvi Tenkan Makkinai Yakki Endrum Marugondor Madil Idari Neeru Aadiya Nerung Kavula பூம்பொறி பனை எருத்தின வேறு வேறு பறந்து இயங்கி வேந்துடை மிளை அயல் பறக்கும் ஏந்து கோட்டு இரும்பினர் தடக்கை திருந்து தொழில் பல பகடு பகைப்புல மன்னர் பனித்திரை தந்து நின் நகைப்புலவானர் நல்குறவு அகற்றி மிக பொலியர் தன் சேவடி அத்தை என்று யான் இசைப்பின் நனி நன்று என பலபிற வாழ்த்த இருந்தோர் தன்கோன் மருவ இந்நகர் அகன் கடைத்தலை திருந்து கழல் சேவடி குறுகள் வேண்டி வென்று இறங்கும் விரல் முரசினோன் என் சிறுமையின் இழித்து நோக்கான் தன் பெருமையின் தகவு நோக்கி குன்று உறழ்ந்த களிறு என்கோ கொய் உளைய மா என்கோ மன்று நிறையும் நிறை என்கோ மனைக்கலமரோடு களம் என்கோ ஆங்கு அவை கனவு என மருள வல்லே நனவின் நல்கியோனே நசைசால் தோன்றல் ஊழி வாழி பூழியற் பெருமகன் பிணர் மறுப்பு யானை செருமிகு நோன் தாள் செல்வக்கடுங்கோ வாழியாதன் ஒன்னா தெவ்வர் உயர்குடை பணித்து இவன் விடுவர் மாதோ நெடிதோ நில்லா புல்லிலை வஞ்சிப்புற மதில் அலைக்கும் கள்ளின் பொருணை மணலினும் அங்கன் பல்வூர் சுற்றிய களனியெல்லாம் விளையும் நெல்லினும் பலவே. A long song of praise extolling the greatness of this much-celebrated Chera king. The poet's words can be translated as follows. Like the white underbelly of the sharp-clawed field turtle appears the spread-out, well-tied new skin of the clear-eyed huge kinai drum. Playing on this drum, I sang, the one who always shatters walls of enemies, with elephants which are known to work with expertise, having fragrant foreheads coated with mud, thick necks covered with fine spots, upraised tusks, thick and rough long arm, by making them spread in different directions in the forests of the foes. The one who receives taxes handed over subserviently by kings of enemy lands and removes the suffering of poets who are dear to him. May his feet shine with glory forever. Hearing this, saying, "That's very good," many others praise too. There stood the great king at the imposing entrance of his palace. He beckoned me to come near his fine feet clad with well-etched warrior anklets. That king with a strong drum that always resounds with victory. Without looking down upon the inferiority of my state, he saw me from the superiority of his stature. Should I talk about the hill-like elephants, or the horses with clipped manes, or the cattle that fill the common space, or the fields and field workers? Right there, confusing me, as if it was a dream, promptly he rendered all this in reality, that affectionate scion. May he live long, the great lord of Puliyar. The one who has elephants with fine tusks and efforts that always end in victory, King Selvakkadungo Vaaliyadan. Hearing his name, even enemies bend their tall umbrellas and without prolonging for long, offer all manner of respect to him. And so, more than the sand on the shores of the uproarious Porunai that caresses the boundary walls of the leafless Vanji, and more than the paddy that grows in all the fields in the many towns around, may he live on. Time to explore the details. The poet starts with a striking simile equating the underside of a turtle that lives in paddy fields and the new stretched out skin on his kinai drum. Upon some research, I understood that this turtle could be the Indian flap-shell turtle, for this lives near river streams and irrigation channels. Seeing a picture of this turtle's other side, I was convinced that this is exactly what our poet is talking about. Returning, we find the poet saying how he was drumming on the eye of the kinai drum that looks like the turtle's belly and singing about the way the king defeats his enemies with his sturdy, fierce battle elephants. He also sang about how the king takes the taxes of these enemies and ends the poverty of the poets and supplicants who come to him. When others assembled at the king's court heard these praises, they too declared that it was true and good. Just then the king himself appeared with warrior anklets glowing on his feet, and he beckoned the poet, not minding his shabby appearance and lowly state, for the king saw him from the height of his own stature, the poet explains. Then the poet talks in excitement about the elephants, horses, cattle and fields given along with field workers too. All this was showered upon the poet, making him wonder if it was a dream. Then he declares with conviction that the king has offered all this in reality indeed. He goes on to praise the king once again, saying how his very name makes even enemies bow down with respect, and how the king's drums forever resound with victory. The poet wishes that the king lives on for more days than the sand on the shores of the Purunai River that encircles the boundary walls of the great city of Vanji, referred to as leafless Vanji, to differentiate the city from the tree with the same name. Not only that, he must live for more days than all the paddy in all the fields in all the towns around this rich river, the poet concludes. That is an astronomical number of days, no doubt. A verse which praises a king celebrating his victory in war and his generosity in peace. And with that unique blessing not only shows the regard the poet held for the king, but also underscores the harvest of prosperity born from the fertility of ancient rivers. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.